From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran is complaining that new U.S. travel restrictions on four countries, including Iran, violates the nuclear deal with six world powers. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the United States will now have to get one if they are also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. The U.S. says they are known to have sponsored terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a letter to Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif that the United States will fully adhere to its commitments under the nuclear deal. Chinese authorities say 91 people are now missing after a massive landslide that buried an industrial park in the southern city of Shenzhen in Guangdong province. Shenzhen Vice Mayor Liu Qingshang said an area of around 380,000 square meters has been covered by the mudslide disaster, damaging dozens of buildings. More than 1,500 emergency workers are involved in the search and rescue operations. Search and rescue efforts also resuming today for any remaining survivors from a capsized ferry. In central Indonesia, authorities say 39 people have been rescued alive. The boat was carrying more than 100 passengers and crew, including several children. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. Air France officials said the device did not present any danger to passengers. Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius and made an emergency landing in Mombasa. This is VOA News. India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep a young man in prison. He was one of six males who brutally raped a young woman. The court said today, under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. 23-year-old Jyoti Singh died of severe organ failure after suffering internal injuries and brain damage in the Savage gang rape in December of 2012. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike near Syria's capital has killed Samir Kantar, one of the leaders who was imprisoned 3 decades for killing 3 Israelis. Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who have gone to Syria to fight alongside forces that are loyal to President Bashar al-Assad since the civil war began there in March of 2011. University of South Carolina scholar Joseph Olmert tells VOA both Hezbollah and Syria had recent development issues with Kantar.
According to press reports in the Arabic press in the last 24 hours, but also before, he became a nuisance to both the Hezbollah and the Syrians because he was so eager to create troubles along the border between Israel and Syria and the Golanites in a way that could have compromised the higher interest of both Hezbollah and the Syrians.
Israel welcomed Kantar's death but did not claim responsibility for it. Spain's ruling Conservative Party won the most votes in Sunday's parliamentary polling, but a strong showing from 2 new opposition parties nonetheless threatens its grip on power. With nearly all of the votes counted, the Conservative Popular Party of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy was winning 121 seats in the 350-member parliament, a tally far below the 186 majority that it now holds. The allied business-friendly Ciudadanos party was set to win 40. The same tallies show a block of leftist parties, including Socialists, the anti-austerity Podemos Party, former Communist Party, and 2 smaller groupings jointly holding 175 seats. Pablo Iglesias heads Podemos.
So today is an historical day for Spain. We are very happy for the fact that in Spain the two-party system is ended, and we are happy because we are starting a new political era in our country. Our defense of the social justice and our fight against corruption are going to be the political lines of our group in the Spanish Congress. Spain is not going to be the same anymore.
As the last votes were being tallied today, it became increasingly clear that the days of Spain's traditional two-party dominance of political life is at least temporarily at an end. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.